So he takes it, and he slots the ship, and there's an awkward moment, and you can see the light from his panel. Like, first it's sort of blue on his face, and then it turns red. And he looks at Kovacs, and is like, how do you two know each other?
And I look at Sakarian, and I say, I sort of like lean closer
joined
into
his
him.
Team actually on the research programs that he's been a part of. I'm guessing my card's giving you trouble. It's been giving me trouble at the hotel, and now here as well. I'm actually heading in to talk to someone at administration about getting that figured out.
He
flashes my beautiful green eyes.
Okay, make a persuade check for me.
What is that?
There's a skill. It's the persuade skill. If you don't have it, it's a minus one. It's 2d6 minus one plus whatever your charisma bonus is. Yep.
Just so we set this straight for the future, I have no bonuses except for dexterity.
I'm probably gonna just keep asking you, and I'm sorry,
yeah,
but I mean, I don't want to keep making you tell me you have no bonuses.
I have none.
So 2d6 minus
right.
one.
So it's 2d6 minus yeah. one.
Experts can re-roll, right?
Yeah, but he's a warrior.
Oh, you're a warrior.
I yeah. fucking nice. Heard it, guys.
Nice. Okay. Crushed. All right. So I think he looks, at first, his suspicion on his face turns to, like, embarrassment. He takes his sunglasses off so he can, like, look you in the eye, and he's like, yeah, I'm really sorry about this. Like, we've been having a lot of problems with the system lately. The previous government, they had this incredibly lax security in place, and we've been trying to crack down. We got a lot of problems, especially at the port, but you know, sometimes this happens. I'm sorry about the delay. And he unslots the chip and he gives it back to you. And he says the cargo manifest checks out. The scans are all clean. You guys have a good you have a good day.
You know what? Thanks very much. And good job to the culture protection boys. It seems like you guys have things under a tight lockdown around here. Good to see what's gone on here on Andoni since I've been gone.
He says to you as you're leaving, he's like, I hope you like it well enough to stick around this time, sir.
Yep.
Yep.
I just imagine that, like, he's a terrible actor, so it's like sweating. His hair's all fucked up.
He's like, yes.
Yep.
Homeworld good. Me like, much glory to Andoni.
I just love it here. Xenobiology was just not for me.
Destroy all aliens, huh?
Yep.
Yep. Curse those foreigners. All right, so you guys come into the starport.
I punch it and I like fail shifting a little bit, so everybody goes.
All right, so you guys are moving again. So everyone in the back starts to move, and it's dark.
I finally breathe
see him,
as soon as it moves.
Yeah, so. Randy says he says to the darkness, but it's intended for Piani. He's like, "See, I told you we'd be fine." And so you enter the spaceport. So this is the spaceport of the capital city that you guys have been in Palato City. This is Palato Spaceport. It's not when you were here last, Victor. It was very busy. There was lots of traffic in and out. There's bases on the moons, there's always traffic going to and from the colonies there. But it's pretty dead now. It's undergoing a retrofit, so like they're it seems mostly like they're cleaning it. So there are teams with like sonic like cleaners on platforms, and they're like wiping the grime off of the buildings and putting up new cultural defense forces here to protect you, like propaganda banners everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Putting up new screens.
I pull us to a stop and I turn to Sakarian and I say, nice one.
I give
and then I just like turn off the truck. I'm assuming we pulled up to like wherever we need to be to load into the.
Yeah, you're on your way to the docking bay where the Swan Song is.
Yeah.
So as you approach, you see a massive, it's probably like a full story tall like hologram of someone in very like sort of military looking, like a naval uniform or something, and he's got a very kind of benevolent dictator look to him. And it's playing a song that's very like trumpet heavy in the background, and there's a voiceover that's like, you know, like, all glory to our benevolent leader protecting the planet from off-world scum. And he's, like, waving slowly to the empty spaceport. And, yeah, and so you guys pull around this massive propaganda hologram and under a big banner that's been hung over the space, the port that you're in, and you see sitting on the pad, thankfully all in one piece, you see the swan song waiting to carry you away into space.
Darth Vader and Stormtroopers moving. So.
Yeah, totally. And then the guns go off.
Is this the first time we've seen it?
It's not the first time you guys have seen it, but it's the first time it's been on screen.
We got here.
Okay.
Yeah, you arrived here on the swan song.
Gotcha.
At first glance, it appears to be in the same shape as it was when you.
Yeah. So I yelled at Wilbur when I originally saw the ship, like, "What the fuck is this piece of shit?"
And now that I see it again, I sigh and I turn to Sakarian and I say, "Geez, you know that border guard was right. There really is no place like home. Let's get the fuck off this rock."
Awesome.
End of that. All right.
So when you stop, Randy opens the back of the truck and gets out. And he looks around and everybody, I guess you guys all want to pile out.
Yeah, okay. I get out from the back of the truck.
Yeah, they start coming out and I go up to Higgins and I'm like, Did we strike a deal with Mr. Randy?
You know, why don't we get this loaded on the ship and I'll deal with Randy.
I kind of give him a wary, like a squint nod of, okay.
I grab one end of the crate and start hauling it out of the back of the truck.
Before I see Piani start to walk off, I'm like, Piani, I'm not going to ask again. Can I please have my chip back? I think you got it from the cops back in the hotel.
Piani like reaches into her shirt.
I'm just kind of standing there with my hands like
pulls out the chip. Says, "Wilbur, never call me fucking PP again, you piece of shit."
And all right, whatever, Miss Pepperoni. And then I just grab
Miss Pepperoni,
old piece of
pepperoni.
Yeah. I grab the chip and back. Let's go ahead and get this loaded.
All right. So you guys are going to – who's loading up and who's available? Because, like, Randy's looking around like, all right, so I got you here. What are we going to do? He keeps looking at you pointedly, Higgs. He's like, can we talk about this now?
Yeah, I walk over to him. I got my hands at my side. I'm looking at the ground. I'm like, Randy, it takes money to be on the ship. And do you have a lot? Can I trust you? Are we going to be good?
Yeah. He says, I got connections. I got some money in a exchange account. I just can't get at it right now. You take me off world, get me to a station or a bank on another world, and I can get you some cash. But you know, I'm a little strapped right now.
I kind of like I'm looking at the ground and at the corner of my eye, I look back to see is the rest of the crew on the ship yet, or loading everything onto the ship.
Rest of the crew, what are you guys doing?
I guess I'm like. I mean,
it's only
maybe,
one thing, so we just
maybe Sakarian and I are like loading it onto the loading docks or whatever.
We moved the one thing, but I'm guessing it didn't take very long.
No,
Piani's doing anything that needs to be done to prep for launch.
I guess once we're done, I come back down and I say, "Look, I'm about ready to take this thing off." Randy, what kind of skills do you have? What is it exactly that you do here?
He's like, I'm a mechanic. I fix broken ships, vehicles, that kind of thing. Now I ain't looking for a job. I got opportunities off world. It's just, I got to get out of here.
Where do you need to get?
Shrugs. It's like anywhere you tell me as far as our vessel, I'm going to get out of here and find something to do.
Where are we bringing this crate again?
You don't even need to leave system. You're going to Gunhill 8,
right.
I guess one of the moons of the gas giant.
Listen, Randy, my next stop is Gunhild 8. There's a research station out there. You think you could stop off there? Would that be enough for you to get off of Andoni?
He says, "Well, maybe if it's got traffic. I mean, if there ain't no ships, I'm stuck there, and I'm not any good to any scientists. I'll tell you that."
Adam,
much.
Is Randy's head to my back, or is his back to me?
Yeah, sure.
I just pull out my pistol and shoot him in the head.
Whoa, cold. All right.
Can I just do that, or would you? Do I need to roll for it?
You put a laser gun to the back of his head, and then now he has no head. Well, he has part of a head.
So I've got like.
Okay, so
he fucking fixes ships, you fucking idiot.
So here's what happens. So Victor, you're talking to him, and maybe you see out of the corner, right? You see Wilbur like lift his arm.
I just see some movement.
Yeah, there's a loud like a sound, like a cracking sound, and then you smell it first. You smell like burnt flesh and hair and brain, and then Randy just falls on the ground.
Yeah, I just kind of got. I have the gun like at the side, and I'm just looking at the ground. I put it back in my belt. I'm like,
"You shot him."
Let's get out of here. Let's go. And I just kind of like, I check his body to make sure he doesn't have anything on him, Adam.
Okay.
You fucking shot him.
He's got a comm pad and like ID chip.
Okay, I take the comm pad. I throw it to Mr. S. I'm like, Mr. S, this is yours now. You got yourself a phone.
I turn around and I walk into the ship and I sit down at the deck and I punch in.
Okay. All right. So you you get the ship up and running. You go through all the process of getting it launched. Decouple the docking clamps and you leave Randy's body on the deck below you as you ascend into the atmosphere.
As you're taking off in dramatic fashion, I want my character to go up and slap Wilbur.
Okay.
I take the slap and I don't he hits me and my face turns and I don't fix it. I'm just like, I did y'all a favor. I promise. I promise. And that's where it just kind of like fades to black.
Awesome.
I've still got blood all over my face, by the way.
Okay.
I don't even know that you would, though, because like a laser is so hot, it would have just ripped a hole in his head and like cauterized
his head,
the wound.
Exploded, right?
Yeah. No. Well,
who knows?
I don't think so. I think
if blood got on my face.
Right, I think it literally opened a hole and cauterized it the same instant.
Yeah. Just would have drilled a hole in his head, and then his body would have collapsed. Yeah.
If it's a true laser gun, like in some movies, it like shoots like a bolt of laser.
This is a beam. Yeah, these are beams for sure.
Just opened a hole in his head.
Yeah,
and in fact, if he like moved the gun at all, it would just slice his head
off. Slice through it. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Well, yeah. So he's toast. He's lying there on the deck. You guys go into the atmosphere and start to emerge, and you see in the distance as the sky starts to darken as you leave the atmosphere, you can see coming into finer and finer detail all the ships of the blockade. So the last step of getting off of Andoni is to pass through the blockade. So you'll get scanned, like you get a ship that's nearby that'll like run a scan on you.
Do we have any shielded cargo holds or anything like that? I guess not.
No, you got a big empty vacuum sealed like cargo thing. But ship scanners for the most part aren't going to be good enough to detect anything that isn't like radioactive. Like if you're carrying a nuke, then yeah, they're going to bust you. But you know, so if someone with computers wants to attempt to input the command codes or whatever to get you back out, you can do that. Or you can just socket the slot that you've got right now and hope it does its job.
You mean the codes?
Yeah, the codes that you got from Dr.
Seckler.
Dr. Seckler, yeah.
I mean, we don't have any reason to suspect that these codes would suddenly be invalid, right?
Correct.
I punch them.
Okay, cool.
Oh.
So you, you punch the code. They don't even like talk to you. It's all automated by like drones and stuff. You get the green light, and you leave Andoni behind. Now, do you guys want to take like the time to talk to Dr. Seckler? Do you want to play that out, or should we just say like you go, you drop off the stuff, and get paid?
I don't know that. I particularly care what's in
it. Yeah, I mean,
if
you have questions, if you're curious, cool. But if not, yeah, you just drop it off and be like, thanks for the credit. See you later.
Yeah, I just say we get – just drop – let's just get paid. We need the money. I don't want to know what's in there. Let's just go.
Cool. Okay.
Money.
Yep.
All right. So you leave the planet with your spike drive. You can get anywhere within the system in – a matter of hours. So even though it's a planet quite far on the edge, you get there no problem. You make the drop. You get the confirmation in your exchange account. Now, How does it work? Do you just split the money four ways, or is there a master account you're going to draw funds
into
from?
It goes into the swan song.
Yeah, I think the ship fund. The lion's share of any payment we receive goes to pay back the ship. And then anything that maybe is left over from like a standard payment goes into our personal accounts.
Okay.
So, right. What is like a month's payment for the swan song if we've got 775,000 credits?
This job is 20,000.
Yeah.
You just got 20,000. I'll figure out the terms of your lease for you between sessions. Yep. Because you got an 11, so it's going to be a pretty good one. And we'll go from there.
Once everything's calmed down a little bit, I go to Higgins and I say, he was a mechanic, but I'm quite trained in astronautics, so it's not that big a deal. Harm, no foul.
I'm sorry. I ran with him once. He was shady back then. He was shady now. He's always going to be shady. That I did us a favor.
Fucking money, and you flushed him down the toilet.
Now I got us the money. It was my. I got it. I got us off the fucking rock.
Well, he gave us. He gave us something better than money. He got us the hell off that rock.
Us off the rock.
As far as I'm concerned, we're even.
Well, plus now you guys have his identification chip, right? So someone could try and use computer security to deprogram it, to de-encrypt it, and then just open his bank account and empty it.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's that. okay, cool. So for successfully completing the mission, everybody gets 375 experience.
Cool.
So add that to your sheet.
Is there a place somewhere for current experience somewhere that I don't see?
Yeah,
low name.
XP right next to level.
Bottom there.
Top left. So we got 350?
Yep.
375?
375,
yep. Yeah.
All right.
So what you guys can do as like homework or whatever for next session, you'll have come up with three goals your character has. You want them to be like achievable. Like if you take a goal that's like conquer a planet, like that's a valid goal and it'll be worth a lot of experience, but it'll take up one of your like goal slots for the whole game, like until the end.
Yeah.
So you want to kind of break it down. So like what's step one for conquering a planet? What do I need to do? Like raise an army. What's step one for raising an army? So break your goals down. Think about three things you want your character to do. Let me know and I'll assign them XP values for the next time.
Could we maybe try to make sure that like one of our goals is in line with the others of the party? Like maybe we just want to pay off the swan song or like pay down 100,000 credits on the swan song or something like that. And then, each of us have a goal that is aligned.
One way. So here's one way that you can look at it. I'm going to steal this straight from Writing Beliefs and Burning Wheel. So write a goal about another character. So like I will convince this character of something, or I will like help them with something or whatever, we'll get revenge on the boss that screwed us. Like something that ties your two characters together. So write one for another character. Write one for your character's past, so something that you're like running away from or something you want to fix, and then write one about like a goal for the future, so something you want to accomplish. And that'll give me lots of stuff. Like if you're like, one of your goals is find my missing sister, like I got ass tons of stuff I can throw into the game to add in.
Okay.
You'll have three slots all the time, so when you achieve a goal, you'll get another one, and then you'll always get bonus like goal XP from doing missions.
Mm.
Cool.
Awesome.
Well, before we do shout outs, Adam, I know you want to talk a little bit and we have some time. So a little bit about how the show is going to work moving forward in terms of audience interaction.
Yeah. So there's a couple of things. So Stars Without Number has this really cool kind of one player GM like mini game. So basically you guys have players, but the universe has factions. So like the Andoni Civil, whatever, the Defense Force, they're a faction. So they've got abilities and stuff. And between sessions, my job is to pit the different factions against each other and to generate changes in the world. So if I say, okay, the Andonians, they've decided to get expansion and they're going to go and invade Varvessa. They're going to try and take over another planet. I'm going to have to make some rolls and we find out what happens and I make notes. And then I'm going to post those somewhere that you can see them. So I'm going to be streaming that GM stuff. It'll probably be about like an hour or 2 hours, a little longer when I start getting going. I'm going to stream that on my channel between sessions. So you can all tune in and watch me do that. And then the stuff that I get from that, I'm going to use it to build missions for the Swan Song. And I'm going to post those on Reddit. And the way that JP and I were talking about getting the audience involved is it we want the audience to be able to have some say in what missions the swan song takes. So I'll say, here's five missions on the exchange mission board, and the audience can talk about what they want the group to do. Maybe we can check upvotes or something. We'll figure that out as we go. And then that'll be the next mission that they take on. So, so I think that'll be a cool way to get everybody involved. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I'm going to be doing news posts and stuff kind of in character. So like the beginning of Starship Troopers, that kind of like, would you like to know more? Like, I'll post some news events from the GM stuff. And then if people have questions about the universe or they want to know more about different topics, then they can just ask in the JP subreddit.
Cool. Anything else, Adam?
I think that's it for now.
Cool. Well, let's
say where. You keep saying Reddit, but I think you mean JP's subreddit, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Reddit.com/r/hitmejp. All right, cool. Let's do some shout outs there and we'll call it a show. So, Wheat, why don't you start us off?
Love it already. It's absolutely great. Adam, thanks. You did a fantastic job. Steven, you're great as a player. I know I'm going to love it even more. Jeff, we haven't played since Dark Heresy, so it's great to be able to play with you again. JP, I feel like I play with you all the time, yeah. So I don't need to tell you anything. And whoever made that Facebook
page. That's Ergoslav.
Fucking amazing. That shit is I've never actually laughed to the point of just stop listening to what everyone is saying.
I was trying to run the game and I saw you guys giggling about
I'm sorry. I was just it's so hilarious.
It's so bad.
Thank you guys for watching. Can't wait to the next one. Of course we've got Numenera tomorrow, and I can't wait for that either. So we'll see you then.
Cool. Steven, do some shout outs.
Oh, Adam, you're setting the bar pretty damn high, dude. this is fucking great. It's great to finally be on the other side of the table because it's so much less work, you guys. It's like I just get to sit over here and laugh my ass off, and that's all. And Yurgo, holy shit, that Facebook page is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. We've got Numenera tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. Is that right, JP?
Yes, 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
Eastern, yeah. And, follow me on Twitter for any of the stuff that I'm doing. Adam, do you want to talk about that thing at all?
Yeah, we can mention the thing that has no name.
We can tease the thing. So Adam and I are actually going to do a show together, just him and me, not necessarily associated with roleplay at all, but about game mastering and pen and paper role-playing games in general. I think we've scheduled our first session for Friday the 18th of July. So that's basically
really
2 weeks from now.
It's called Play Roll.
play Rolls. Yeah.
Play Rolls. We're both really excited about that. So you should follow Adam, which is at Skinny Ghost, right?
You got it.
And you should follow me at Silent Osiris on Twitter for more information about that kind of stuff when it comes up. So that's all.
Who hasn't done? Jeff, do some shout outs.
Had a blast, guys. Really enjoying this. I want to give a shout out to the audience too. We had pretty crazy numbers, and a big part of that's because we're on Twitch front page, but also people excited about a new show and stuff like that. And that's we're not doing it necessarily for the viewers, but in that way. God, that sounds really bad. But what I mean to say is we're not like
it's not
like
for you
to get millions of dollars, but it's really fun and exciting when it's a larger audience because it's
yeah.
Feels like we're more of an actor and playing a show and stuff like that. So it's really fun for us. So thank you. Love all you guys. Really awesome. Adam, you're a fantastic. Are you a DM or GM?
It depends
Adam.
On the game, man.
Ah!
I'm a space master.
Well, okay.
SM.
That's right.
Yeah. He's an SM. So fantastic working with you. You know, all you guys, obviously, it's really fun. I'm really looking forward to this. I get way into this, get really excited about it. On that note, I talked about this on my stream, but just to say it here real quick, because I saw some people saying, why was Jeff being really quiet? I'm having a blast. The reason I'm being quiet is because I'm trying to play a different non-Longborn character that just ends up being like a loudmouth warrior guy. I did notice that someone said, he always plays a warrior. You're goddamn right, because they're the ones that get the fun stuff like kill shit. That's why I play the game. I really enjoy that. So he's trying to be quiet. If you haven't checked out Jim Butcher's Dresden Files, or even just look up the Wikipedia for Marcone, but he's loosely based on that. So he's kind of a quiet, mysterious past type guy, and that's how I'm going to try to play him. It's something different. So,
man, Jeff, quiet, but when you speak, it's worth its weight in gold.
Well, thank you. So having a blast. Looking forward to do this every week. for me personally, I stream on Twitch TV at In Control TV. I'm a part of Team Evil Geniuses. We've got teams at Evo and TI, and I'm going to be going to Red Bull Atlanta this coming weekend, so you can follow me there. Twitter is the best way to do that, just EG In Control. And then, of course, the other roleplay show that I'm on is Solemn, and we're doing that Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, right? 8 p.m. Eastern.
It's either 8 p.m. or 8:30, something like that.
8:30, yeah. I think, actually. Thank you. So check that out. That's been going on for a long time, and that's based on the it's a continuation of the original, I guess, is how I would say that. So thank you.
Cool. Last but not least, first off, Adam, welcome to the Roleplay family. I think this was a good initiation. We didn't break a crystal ball, though. I feel bad.
Like, we did shoot a character point blank in the head.
Yeah, he shot a man in the head.
I wouldn't be too sad about
I mean, I knew that from the second I was going to call him.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
That wasn't spur of the
moment. Use him and abuse him.
Exactly. Regardless, welcome, man, and do some shout-outs. We're glad to have you here.
I obviously would like to shout out to all you guys. I'm really stoked to be on the show. It's been really fun. I can't wait to see what happens. I like players that like mixing things up. Showing up, guys.
Oh, we're good.
Oh, okay, you're back.
You cut out for a second. You're good.
Okay, I was in mid-audience shout out. Thank you for coming. I know I'm...
He's saying really nice things right now, guys.
I know.
Yeah.
You guys should hear
what he's saying about you. He's being
Canada's
so nice.
Like, guys, we filled our nice quota today. Can you please can you please just stop?
Oh, so sad.
There you
Am
go.
Am I good now?
I think okay. so.
No,
I
you're
so.
Back. You're back.
Okay. I'll say it very carefully. All right. So thanks for coming, everybody. Thanks to Kevin Crawford for making this awesome game. If you want a copy of Stars Without Number, it's free. Just Google it. It's free on the internet. And so keep an eye on JP's subreddit. I'm a big nerd when I GM, so I'm going to have all kinds of stuff. I've got a Google Music playlist for the game. I've got some inspiration images I'm going to be posting like crazy on there. And then follow me on Twitter, follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv.com or twitch.tv/AdamCoble. And I'll be posting when I'm going to do the GM show, so keep an eye out for that.
Awesome stuff. As for me, I'll do most of my shout-outs when I wrap the show up here, but I think everyone said me, Wheat, and Steven are going to be on a show tomorrow evening at 8:30 Eastern. That's Roleplay R&D. We've got Jesse Cox and Maggie joining us. Me and Jeff are going to be on Roleplay Solemn on Wednesday at 8:30, like he said, if you want to check that out. All here at MEJP on Twitch. And then myself, Adam, Steven, and Neil are going to be playing D&D 5.0, the newest version that just came out like a week ago or something. On the 14th, we'll have more details soon. I believe it's just going to be a straight-up one-shot. And then I think we're doing a Good Life next week or something like that. We haven't figured out a date for that, I guess. But that's happening.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that offline.
Yeah, that's happening too. So
cool.
A lot of roleplay in the future, and I'll do the rest of my shout-outs after we close it out. But thanks, everyone, for watching. The first hour is already up over at youtube.com/8BJP. So if you missed the character creation or you're curious as to how that goes down, you can go check it out now. We'll see you guys next time. We're out. Bye-bye.
Peace.